is the Don and Mike Show.
Speaking of nipples, which we will in just a moment,
mm-hmm.
here are the cows from The View talking about nipples.
Very good.
Between that and the nipple protectors that we showed, you know, we have in case it shows through. What are they called again, Elizabeth? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah, those are sassy nips. As I said, I have to touch myself when I say that. Sassy nips.
Yeah. And sometimes, you know, you put them on for the show if you're wearing a shirt that kind of shows through, and then you ever go home and forget they're on, ladies?
Yes.
You go to take a shower, you're like,
Think about hers, about Rosie's. Like shoelaces.
You know, Rosie doesn't
really tie them together and jump rope with them.
Rosie doesn't really dominate the conversation on that show, does she?
Well, that happens to me when I'm working out. You know, I'll be working out for some reason, you know.
Yes.
My nipples will start showing through my clothing.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's the most embarrassing thing.
Get the sassy nips.
Sassy nips. When I work out?
Yes, they go right. You peel off the back.
This is why men generally hate women. Even right now, you have four chicks talking about, even though half of them, three quarters of them are pigs, uh-huh. talking about their nipples.
Uh-huh.
The fact that it's all...
Yeah, a note to Rosie. Let Elizabeth Hasselbeck talk when this subject's coming on, okay? I could listen to her talk
She's
about
She's got hers. The only nipples we want to hear about.
Exactly.
Well, you don't want to hear about Behar's nipples?
Oh, my God. Behar.
And they slap right on your nips.
Yes.
Slap it on, just like that. And it's fine. You know, it doesn't show through.
Have you tried these?
Finish what you were saying.
Emotional infidelity?
Let's leave my nipples out.
All right.
Jesus.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We're also going to need some herbage.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
Celebrating 20 years of genius, the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
What about the vagina?
Oh, no.
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Go change your diaper, baby.
Welcome back to the show.
I like rape.
Stop it with the crazy tapes. Here we go. Let's keep talking about nipples.
Nipples!
We'll have this picture on our website today as well.
And you were just showing me that fake commercial you were talking about.
DonandMikeWebsite.com. So,
wow.
John Norman, producer of the week. And I don't mean he's done a great job. I mean he's the producer this week.
This week's producer.
He, that was for you, Wig. I
think he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Wig.
John said to me before the show today, he said, what would you do if there was a woman who had a really big nipple on her foot? Would you be turned on? I said, get out of here.
Yes.
It's poppycock. And he said, no.
It's the second day in a row you've said that.
We're trying to get the woman on the show. We think we're going to get her next week.
Good.
We're real good now at getting, like, women who have 400-pound cysts and women that deliver babies and didn't know that they were pregnant. And
you know what, Don? They all have a story to tell.
We hope to follow that up with the nipple foot lady. Her first name is Millie.
Of course it is.
She's 22.
Mm-hmm.
She sought medical care for a lesion in her left foot, in the ball of her left foot.
A bump.
A well-formed nipple surrounded by areola and hair.
Oh, hair. I didn't see the hair. The
there are hair follicles. Glands, fat tissue noted at the base of the lesion, consistent with the diagnosis of breast tissue.
Right. I'm not feeling frisky.
To our knowledge, this is the first report of breast tissue on the foot. And I take it back, it's not necessarily on the ball of her foot. It's closer to the heel of her foot.
It's kind of the arch, isn't it?
It's yeah.
When you look at it, it almost looks like a lance that has to be boiled.
Doctors call it the plantar area, kind of in the middle of the foot. Then.
That's where you get plantar's fasciitis.
Right, the warts.
So for me, that would be a real fork in the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally have made the decision.
It's all nipple, Don.
Yeah.
I'd do it. I'd do it.
How in the name of God, how can you possibly say this with your aversion to feet? How can you, is the lure of this nipple
that's
so significant that you are ignoring what is really not even an attractive foot?
if you look just at the picture, just of the nipple.
Yeah, now, see, if you look at that, it doesn't have to be a foot, right?
Right.
Man,
and I'm not saying that I want to do it with that foot.
All right.
What I'm saying is, how can I say this? I could make it rain.
All right.
Okay. Oh dear.
There you go.
Wow, it's a disturbing photograph, and I would imagine really where it's located, it would be a little painful.
Or not.
Is there anything in the story about pain? Well, we'd have to get the lady on
to
find out.
We just discovered her yesterday. Oh. We are working on getting her on the show. The only thing I know is that when somebody on our staff talked to somebody involved with her, they said that she, in her shoes, has to put cotton balls and Band-Aids over. You've heard of chicks who have to put Band-Aids over their nipples
exactly.
when they go to the pool. She has to do that every day with her feet.
What a shame. What a shame.
Or with her foot.
But I think when we try to get her on the show, somebody should, you know, pass along that you're attracted to her.
I'll tell her.
You're attracted.
I'll tell her. And can I tell you?
Maybe this would get you over your foot thing.
I've saved the best part for last.
Really?
More?
They think that milk comes out of it.
That now I know. Now it all makes sense.
Yes, now we understand.
Now it makes sense.
Of course, it might just be pus.
Now, oh, God. Let's eat.
End of the week. Here's all I wanted to mention.
End of the vision.
Stuff we did not get to. And I say to myself,
there must be a way out. My mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool
gun.
Nipple.
We're talking with Phyllis Diller. Anderson Cooper, 360, top of the hour. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Hello.
I'm a medical student in Baltimore.
Are you now?
Hi, John Waters. How are you?
Do I sound like John Waters?
A little bit.
Okay.
It's a compliment.
Thank you. Yeah, I love John Waters. Anyway, last year I was working with a gynecologist. And he had a patient who had an extra nipple on her inner thigh, very close to her vagine.
That's, to me, a little bit better.
Yeah.
I agree.
Better than the foot, obviously, and better than the foot.
Ideally, it would be nice if there was just four nipples on the breast itself.
You'd like more nipples. The more, the better.
Like five or six nipples on each breast.
Really? What if it was like whack-a-mole? Would you like that?
I'd like a bit like a big cow udder.
Pushing them back in?
I don't know.
You know what I like? I'm trying to
think of something with a lot of holes.
No deal, Howie!
When Howie Mandel puts that surgical glove on his head and blows it up and makes the fingers.
Right. You like that?
Oh, turn on Sid.
Cow.
Here we go.
We've had a three-nippled woman before. Yes. Mm-hmm. Some time ago. Oh. But I recall it was right about here under her... Right. Under her breast.
Well, a lot of people, I've known guys that
have...
And it
was more like a mole, really, than a nipple,
this
Rob.
This was a nipple, though.
We had a guy on the show that had three.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've seen guys with three.
It was John Waters.
It was. But he had his surgically put on.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Thank you, Wig.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike Show. Welcome to Creepy Caller Friday.
What do you have to offer us, sir? There you go.
Okay, let's see what's on this line. Don and Mike Show, hello.
It would be you. Yes, it is you.
Hi there.
Hi, I'm calling from 510. I'm at the top of the Golden Gate Bridge. I think I'm going to jump. Would you guys like to watch?
It is Crazy Caller Friday. Crazy Cookie Caller
Crazy Caller.
Crazy Friday. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I can't believe no one noticed that a minute ago you said it was a lance that has to be boiled. Not a boil that has to be lance.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well,
it's funny, though.
I do that all the time.
It's Crazy Caller Friday.
That makes you king of the lances, I guess.
Makes what?
Makes it what?
Makes you king of the lances.
Ah.
King
of the lances.
Lance Boyle.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's kind of, I believe... My charm is in my double speak.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
I'm not dyslexic.
Right.
But, you know, I've got traits of being dyslexic.
Boil the lance and then lance the boil.
Like, I love that movie with Eddie Murphy, Another 84 Hours.
That's a wonderful movie.
I don't like the first one, 84 Hours. I like the follow-up, Another 84 Hours.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, did you guys see the nipples they had on 300, the movie?
No, you know, I told everybody I wanted to go see that movie last weekend, and it was all sold out.
That's the James Bond movie. It's 003.
Yeah,
the Greek girls they had on this show, nipples the size of thimbles. You could usually, like, the size of your knuckle. It was absolutely ridiculous.
In the movie 300?
Yes.
Did you like that movie?
Oh, it was pretty good.
If only that movie was about nipples. 300 nipples.
Per boob. That's what you'd like.
Be like a chia pet.
It'd be perfect.
Hello.
Yes.
Like a big pincushion. Here's the producer of the week.
Hi. Can we re-up the contract now for next week, just while we're here?
He wants to get a contract.
Speaking of nipples, I saw one of the nastiest porno flicks ever. There was a woman that had nipples, and I'm not lying. They were as long as my finger. And wow. And that big around.
Freakish.
And what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
What's wrong with that? We've had those videos before.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've actually seen it. Wow. Yep. There was a, I believe it was an Asian woman.
Yes. Sure was. Mm-hmm. Her name was Wing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, Mike.
And don't forget, you can't spell wing without wig.
Wig, how you doing, Wig?
I'm great. How are you?
Hello. What's up?
Hey, can we play a little game? A little F, marry, or kill?
F, marry, or kill. Uh-huh.
I guess you think he's calling because of the John Waters discussion we had?
I think I've heard that on Howard's show.
Oh, no.
No, really.
Not fair.
No, really, I think so. I think, like, when he was still on regular radio, I heard it. Isn't that right, John? Right.
I like the Joe Ardinger game.
What's that?
I do that in how many beers?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's a good one the guys play.
I bang that woman in 5 beers.
Joe does it all the time when we're standing outside.
Yep.
Just a woman getting out of her car.
Mm-hmm.
3 beers. Next woman getting out of the car. 4 beers.
You know what's the one consistent with that game? Buzz always wins.
Always win. Always.
Yep.
I can name that tune in 0 notes.
He's going to say one sip.
Glass of water.
Pour it in my hand.
How much for a dollar? I got to go see that Chris Rock movie this weekend, speaking of how much for a dollar.
I love Chris
Pour
Rock.
Pour it in my hand.
You know, it's great that he's doing this promo tour because you realize just how funny he really is. They asked him, he's a friend of Chris Farley's. They did Saturday Night Live together. They asked him if he has had any drug. Was he into drugs back then? He said, Robitussin. He brought back Robitussin. I love that.
What about when he was on Letterman? And
oh, he's fantastic.
Letterman says, hey, Richard Jenny passed away. I know that he was a member of the comedians community.
This was comedy for comedians that he did here.
And Chris Rock started being real serious and said, yeah, you know, Richard Jenny was a good guy in the clubs. And if he was alive today, he'd say, go see my movie, I Think I Love My Wife.
And he looked right in the camera.
And Letterman had... Yeah. A little of this happening.
Yeah, and Letterman was I think, a little under the weather.
Yeah.
He wasn't really too, but it was a slow burn with him, and the comedian in him started laughing at it because he looked right into the camera. And you think he's going to say something serious about Richard Jenny. Uh-huh. Go see I Love My Wife.
Have you also noticed that David Letterman seems to have a cold that will not go away?
Yes.
I have noticed that.
Yeah, and I wonder whether that's, like, ticker related or anything like that.
He mentioned it.
What, Wig?
He mentioned it to Richard Gere the other night. He said he caught it at Thanksgiving. Almost got rid of it, and then he got it again. So he's been sick for like 4 months.
Wow. I think when you have that bypass surgery that, and incidentally, congratulations to Regis for surviving.
My purple mustache.
I think when you have that, you take a lot of medications that lower your resistance, I think.
I think he's also getting sick from his kid.
Yeah,
I think his kid is going somewhere.
What about
that? And getting all kinds of, you know, oogie kid stuff.
Like they do.
Isn't it funny just to think of him in those situations? Think of Letterman in those kid situations.
Daddy's home.
Ooh, don't play in the plastic balls.
Hey, it's me, Regis Philbin. Know what's great about hosting a national talk show?
What?
The purple mustache.
Right, the purple mustache. Hello, Don and Mike. Lauren.
Hey there.
Hi there, honey.
I just wanted to let you know. Do you know about the golden lily foot binding tradition in China that's supposed to be very, very erotic?
I know that in ancient China they would bind the feet because it was supposed to be something sexy if you had tiny little feet. And they'd actually bind them to the point where they would break the feet.
Exactly. They did it when the girls were 6 years old, and then they'd be about 4 inches long, and then when they got married, the husband would insert his temper.
Yeah.
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 Wow.
Yeah. Daddy wants some.
Who doesn't love women with tiny feet? Like Megan McGrath.
Get out of here, lady. Charles, you ready for the news?
I am.
I bet you're not going to have this. What have I saved this week that was not in the news
that we didn't mention?
The hopper.
What have I missed?
Very quickly, Will Smith. I'm so sick of Will Smith. Will Smith, S-M-I-F-F, is doing his part to save the planet.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Will Smith announced this week, he had a press conference, announced that he's taken all the toilets out of his home.
Well, that's not going to save the planet.
And what he's done is made some sort of ecologically friendly hole in the ground, and he's also not using toilet paper anymore.
What does he use?
His hand.
Okay. Will Smith is doing his part to save the planet by no longer using toilets or toilet paper in his home. He's replaced the toilets with holes and devices that are kind of like toilets and bidets rolled into one, which are environmentally friendly. When you're finished doing your business, it cleans for you.
Oh, so it's a squirt of water that comes out.
Correctamundo.
Oh.
But it's recycled water.
Oh. That's like putting that on your bad part.
I know. And then you have...
you know, there's nothing really, when you think about that process, is there anything really... Ultimately, is there anything environmentally friendly about that? I mean, if you're going to do that, there's nothing environmentally friendly about
that. I think number two is environmentally friendly, right?
Well, yeah, maybe you're right because it's fertilizer.
Number two is like manure, right?
Yeah.
Also this week, I think we mentioned yesterday that poor lead singer from Boston offed himself.
Yes.
And I have the information how he killed himself. Mm-hmm. He lit two charcoal grills in his bathroom. It was like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
What a horrible way to go.
It's a creepy way to go. And finally, Britney Spears and Coke. Oh. And it's not the Coke you think. Britney Spears is addicted to Coke. Coca-Cola. She's in rehab now.
For Coca-Cola?
And, well, no, she's in rehab for other stuff.
Do you think they give her those plastic cups that you like?
The plastic red cups? When she checked in to the Eric Clapton place for rehab, they clock her, originally when she checked in, at 24 Coca-Colas a day.
Wow.
I'm amazed that she's not fatter.
That is not a Diet Coke. That's regular Coke at 139 calories a can.
Whoa.
She gets 3,000 calories a day, they've estimated, from Coca-Cola alone.
Sugar.
In a strange way, I have a little more respect for Britney. She must be doing something to keep that weight off. Because, I mean, with that much Coca-Cola, she should be fat.
I'm sure she
super
is
fat.
Doing
that's
something.
All and you know what we forgot to get to this week? I'm sorry, Mike, was our whole Jeff Goldblum thing.
Ah, well, we can do that another time.
Because his TV show was on last night, and it's on again. Well, Jeff, isn't your show on again tonight?
It is. You've stumbled into something right there. I just want to say I'd like all of your listeners to yes, check me out. Yeah, go right ahead. Knock your socks off. Yeah, really, watch my show, Reigns. Yes, isn't that the name of Reigns?
Yes.
R-E-I-N.
I'm not. Yes. Spelling is never really been my faux pas.
What's up with your bug eyes?
My bug eyes, I hide them behind some Hollywood-style sunglasses at every opportunity. But I'm really, you know, so nice to be on the small screen, as it were. I'm really very, very. I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be a great, great show. Are you going to watch my little dalliance in television? Are you going to check that out, Mr. Hieronimo? Going to do that? Look forward to it. Really, big fun. Serial television, real exciting, really exciting.
We can do like 20 minutes on this on Monday, right?
We can go for 4 hours if you want to. I'll just be bugging my eyes out a little further. There we go. Oh, it's Wig.
I love it.
Hi, Wig.
Hi.
There he is, Wig. I never eat pasta or flesh. There it is. Yes. No pasta, no flesh for me. Yes.
Just good for you.
Comes out of my Goldblum garden. That's why I'm so tall and thin. Because I eat fresh vegetables.
You play a detective who sees dead people on
yes,
your show.
Oh, horror. Yes,
pretty exciting.
I see dead people.
I'm
just
very
like
excited
that little
about it.
Sixth grader.
You know who likes your Jeff Goldblum better than anybody?
Who's that?
Buzz.
Right. Buzz, yes.
I love it.
A man of wonderful, wonderful observation and stature.
Good to see you again. I hope we see
I don't really know what that means, but it doesn't matter. And you're wearing your lady killer shirt.
Yes, I am.
You are the ladies man.
Oh, we're just goofing around.
I'm not talking about the character a few years back on Saturday Night Live. My feet are only 4 inches long. They were bound by Mrs. Goldblum when I was a tiny, hot.
Wow.
Yes, oh, and on Monday, we do this bit on Monday, we can talk about your love affair with Gina Davis again.
Oh, the Amazon. Yes, Gina Davis. Huge woman. Massive feet. Really large, large
feet. Did
she
have nipples on her feet?
She had nipples everywhere. Yes, on her back, on her front. Yeah, it was when we played Connect the Dot. He used a Sharpie. I said, Gina, let's connect your nipples. Big fun. And then she'd always want to shoot arrows. She always wanted to be an archer.
Yes.
Never understood that. But it's fun. It's real, real big fun. Almost as much fun as when I did the dinosaur movie.
Yes. Oh, Jurassic Park.
Yes, Jurassic. Thank you for remembering.
You're the scientist. Yeah.
Buzzarino.
Yeah. I love
Thanks
your work.
So much. Thank you so much.
Always good to see you.
Right back at you. Keep up the good fight. Fighting the good battle.
I shall for you.
Good stuff. Yes, Wig. Yes, yes. Best role since.
What?
I just want to say my role as Reigns is, yes. Is the best. Is the best role I've had since playing Dr. Brundle in The Fly. Yes, that was my character. Dr. Brundle. How's that for obscure? Under that wig lurks a brain that's filled with nonsensical trivia.
Yes, that's so true.
Isn't that wonderful?
Thank you, Brundle.
I loved best when you were The Fly, when you would eat something and then regurgitate it and eat it back up again.
Would that we all could. Wouldn't that make the lovely trip to Sizzler every night a little more exciting? We'd get our steaks and then regurgitate on them, dissolve them, and suck them up with a straw.
Jeff Goldblum, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A crazy detective, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a mental crisis. That was the great Matt Craven playing my boss in that. And he's referring to me seeing a therapist for this mental crisis played by Madeline Stowe.
May I tell you something when I hear that? Can I tell you something?
What's that?
When I hear that guy talk, that guy you just were so good to play there, I hear too cool for school.
The wonderful Madeline.
She's terrific.
Isn't she terrific?
Well, in this show, you see dead people, the victims, but they're not ghosts, right?
No.
You know, when she interviewed me, a quick story, if you will, quick story.
Jeff Goldblum.
When she interviewed me, she was talking so loudly. it drove me nuts.
Sure.
But of course, it didn't say anything. You know, don't want to be impolite with the interviewer. You know, really don't want to do that. You know, but inside, just so all of you know that inside, I'm saying, please shut your mouth.
Jeff Goldblum, good morning.
Good morning, Mary.
A crazy detective, huh?
Yeah, I'm having a mental crisis. That was the great Matt Craven playing my boss in that. And he's referring to me seeing a therapist for this mental crisis played by Madeline Stowe.
Oh, he's cool. That's a cool guy. Meredith Vieira, Today's Show. Matt Lauer, Meredith, Al Roker. The whole crazy. Right.
What is questionable about the word vagina?
Oh, vagina! I could spend hours. You know, I little quick story, if you will,
please.
One thing about Jeff Goldblum you might not know: Gene Simmons, not the only one with a long tongue.
Wow.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Huh? Are we having fun now?
You're creepy.
Are we excited about that?
You're creepy.
My tongue longer than Gene Simmons.
Wow. We'll do this bit on Monday,
please.
Yes. Call me Reptilian Goldblum. Yes. We'll see you all on Monday. Looking forward to it.
Hey, Charlie.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Hey, Jeff, you get that? We call him different names all the time.
Very clever. Very clever. It must be living in a constant state of confusion.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, of course you do. Yeah, I have no glands.
We'll be right back with the news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.